There are calls for strong anti-incitement laws, education programs and responsible messaging from political leaders to stamp out anti-Semitism in Australia. An Executive Council of Australian Jewry report reveals a rise in physical attacks and verbal abuse against Jewish Australians during the past year. As Caroline Winter reports, it seems the pandemic's played a part.
Physical assaults against Jewish school students, email threats to rabbis warning of mass shootings at synagogues, and eggs and other objects thrown at Jewish people as they walk down the street. These are some of the 331 reports of anti-Semitic behaviour in Australia in the past year.
The number of serious incidents has actually increased.
Peter Wertheim is co-chief executive of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry.
During times of crisis, of fear and insecurity and economic distress, as we've experienced over the last 12 months, there's usually a tendency for there to be an increase in the incidence of racism and of anti-Semitism in particular.
The Council's annual anti-Semitism report details incidents logged by Australian Jewish security groups across the country. While overall anti-Semitic reports dropped 10%, mostly because of falls in graffiti and vandalism, Peter Wertheim says other crimes rose.
There was a doubling in the number of reported incidents of physical assault motivated by anti-Semitism, and a 12% increase in direct verbal abuse, harassment and intimidation.
He says it's especially worrying as Jews were less visible with community facilities and synagogues closed because of COVID. So attacks were less opportunistic, exposing an underlying issue.
That is a particular concern. It seems to indicate an underlying problem in terms of anti-Semitic sentiment leading to these very troubling incidents.
Adding fuel were conspiracy theories blaming Jews and other minority groups for the pandemic and the galvanising of right-wing extremism, particularly online, following Black Lives Matter. Peter Wertheim is calling for racism education programs for all students, consistent messaging against racism from all leaders, and strengthened laws to punish wrongdoers. UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief, Ahmed Shahid, agrees.
I've called it the oldest hatred, and I've also called it one of the most violent forms of hatred, one of the most pervasive forms of hatred.
Mr. Shahid has been tasked with finding ways to overcome obstacles of freedom of religion. He says there's been an alarming surge in anti-Semitic violence globally in 2020.
And I have prioritised combating anti-Semitism, not only because it's so violent and so widespread, but also because it essentially threatens democracy everywhere.
You say this is a human rights issue. How then do you place anti-Semitism within a wider human rights framework?
As a human rights issue, there are direct obligations on the part of the state to combat anti-Semitism and to address that. It also means that it's not a problem for the Jewish communities alone. It's a problem for all of us.
And that's Ahmed Shahid, the UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief, and Caroline Winter, our reporter there.